This is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan. Today is Tuesday, August the 14th, the eve of the feast of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven, in the year of our Lord, 1979. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
Trees, the beautiful blue light. It's a pale blue light, but it gives you a great feeling of warmth. It's so beautiful. The colors that always come from heaven are beyond human description. I don't think any painter on earth has been able to place these colors onto easels or even on crayon in any human means. I don't believe any human being could actually duplicate the colorings of the angels' gowns and the colors that cascade from the sky with Jesus and Our Lady's appearances. Now, all about the trees, the lights are pointing upward. They're beginning to form like, I can't explain it. It's like slivers of glass, the light. The light is pointing as though it's coming out of the trees upward, and directly in the center of the light, the sky is opening up into a beautiful clear blue with stars all in the sky, just beautiful. Oh, Our Lady is coming forward. She's coming right from a great distance, right through the sky. And the stars now, it's the most amazing thing. The stars are now all joining together, coming out of place in the sky and forming about Our Lady's head. They're suspended like a crown above her head. It is so beautiful. Our Lady is coming forward. She has her hands like this in prayer. She has on the most beautiful pale blue mantle. Her dress, her gown, is very full, and it's a pure white. Now, I noticed she has a deep blue sash that matches the coloring of her mantle. And all about the outside of her mantle, there is a beautiful border of gold. It looks like real pure spun gold, about, oh, I would say about maybe a half an inch to three quarters of an inch wide. Our Lady has dangling, you know, hanging from her hands, her beautiful rosary, the rosary with a huge crucifix of gold, and the golden Our Fathers, and magnificent. The beads are unusually large. The Hail Mary beads now. Our Lady is coming. Oh, she is now approaching over her statue. Our Lady has on sandals. They're very delicate, very narrow bands through her feet. And they are a one-piece sandal with one, strap going from her toes up to her ankle. And there's a band of gold holding them in place. But I noticed that down at the tip of her sandal on the band, there appears to be what is like a miniature golden rose on each of her feet. Oh, it's very, Our Lady looks very petite. Just beautiful. She's looking about her now, and she's smiling. A lady is smiling. It's a sad smile, though. Now a lady is turning over to her left side, which is our right side, and our lady now is taking her hands apart, and now she's taking her rosary and extending the golden crucifix outward like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is kissing the crucifix. And Our Lady is coming closer now. She is now holding the crucifix like this, but she's placing her first finger to her mouth, which always means to listen, my child, and repeat. My child, you will extend to me your crucifix with the medallion upon it. Our Lady now is taking her rosary and with the golden crucifix extending it out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I will not announce publicly, my child or my children, my reason for placing this blessing upon the medallion. However, in time, you will understand, and I will permit you, my child, to tell all. My child and my children, listen well and give this counsel from heaven to all mankind that you are now on the road to destruction spiritually and physically. I cannot look upon your nations and find one that is not in danger of being destroyed. You understand well, my children, that the major concern of the Eternal Father is for the salvation of the souls of all mankind. We look upon you now, and it grieves our hearts in heaven to find now brother against brother, sister against sister, murders abounding upon earth, atheism, communism, socialism, and all of the isms that directly lead to the control of Lucifer and Satanism. And what can you do now about the advance of this evil, my children? There is only one recourse now to save mankind. Your nation, my child, and my children, and all of the nations upon earth have now been reduced to a state of moral decay. It is a major sign for the fall of a nation. My children, the Eternal Father allows you to pursue your course. There are many now seers and voice boxes upon earth, encouraged by graces from heaven to go forth in the name of the Lord, the God Almighty, the creator of all your universe and mankind. They are sent now among you to save mankind.
being thrust into a world cataclysm of destruction. Oh, my children, it surely rains teardrops from heaven. My child and my children, we had great faith that the United States, we were encouraged by the great Christian fortitude of the United States and many nations upon earth in their pursuits to bring the knowledge of true faith as given by the Eternal Father through my Son and the Holy Spirit to earth. But now, Lucifer, Satan, and his agents are gaining more ground in the battle for souls. I see only now a remnant left to be saved. Will you not, in all charity, reach out and try to save your brother with the little time that is left? Penance, atonement, and sacrifice, my children, I beg of you. The family is disintegrating. There is no discipline. I hear the word love expounded throughout your earth in all medias. But love has been lost. We watch as many are selling their souls to get to the head, not caring about the day, the night, the hour when they must come across the veil and account for their actions upon earth, their sins of commission, the sins of omission. Parents, you have a major responsibility now to save your children. The young are the major victims now in a world that has been taken over by Satan and his agents. My child and my children, do not be hindered in your mission by the scoffers. The knowledge of the supernatural has been cast aside and replaced with all manner of scientific theories and speculations. But it will lead them to nowhere but destruction. Man is ever seeking, but never coming to the truth, for the truth lies in the knowledge of his God and following the plan given in the beginning for his salvation. Man now is setting up upon earth a one-world government and a one-world religion. But it means enslavement of the masses and the destruction of faith. I have told you over and over, counseled you in the past to not be influenced by your medias, newspapers, and that infernal box, the television. Parents must guard their children for their purity. Their spirituality is being taken from them at a tender young age. Childhood, in the manner now of the evil despots, and the leaders of the governments of many nations, children no longer are children, but are to be led like robots and slaves. Parents, I have asked you to pray to keep the monuments, the statues in your homes, to retain the sacramentals upon your children. And now I must go on further and tell you this, that there is loose now upon the world an absolute kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of the prince of darkness, the devil Lucifer. As I go about your earth, it behooves me to say that many now have set up altars to false idols, worshiping graven images, conducting themselves as in the days of Sodom with bestiality and homosexuality and sodomy. My children, you will be destroyed. You do not learn from your past. The Eternal Father will not tolerate sin. It will be necessary to remove many young from among you. Parents shall cry tears of bitter anguish, but you have been warned to protect your children. I have asked you to make it known to all mankind that a major force of evil, worshiping Lucifer, the prince of darkness, is loosed upon your earth. Great funds are supplied, monies, to propagate this evil, to bring about a revolution by fear. Murders abound in your land. Dishonesty in politicians. Dishonesty in medias. Lucifer is the father of all liars. My child and my children, you must warn your children, the young, who seek solace in a void in their spiritual life, that they must not join occult groupings. There is no such group as a good witch or a bad witch. My children, they all are under the rule of Satan. There are two major forces in your world today. Only two, good and evil. In the battle between the spirits now upon earth, you will either go to the right or the left, good or evil. If you take a middle road, you will go nowhere but to the left and fall away from the road that leads to the kingdom of eternal glory with your Father in heaven. Practices and abominations abound now in every country of your earth, my children. Secretly and openly, practices and rituals, sacrifice of the living. And scoff as you will, my children. Is your child to be next upon the altar to Satan? Is your child to be drained of blood? My child, I know you are affrighted by my discourse with you. Do not be affrighted, my child. There is no reason to fear. for you are under the protection and the guardianship of Michael. Yes, my children, understand well. Do not seek diversion or entertainment in the occult, seeking fortune tellers and sorcerers. You read all manner of literature to destroy your souls. Can you not open a few pages of your Bible and read that? No! Because you are not in the light. You are not seeking the truth. Because you have given yourselves to the world, seeking power over your brothers. False power. When Luciel, Lucifer, was cast out of the kingdom of heaven, he retained many powers, my children. I will not go into a long discourse at this time about his powers. However, you must understand that he can promote false miracles. And now, since he has captured the souls of many who sought pride, with pride and arrogance, gain, fortune, monies, power, Lucifer has allowed a major plague, the drug infiltration upon your nation and the world. And now there are those who, through the plan of Lucifer, know and now control with mind manipulation. My child, you will understand in due time, in full measure, what is going on. I ask that you continue to send the messages from heaven, never ceasing in your fortitude, perseverance, all of the necessary help will be given in this battle. Console your hearts, my children, in the time of trial and stress, knowing that the eventual victory is with heaven. And those who have joined us in this crusade against sin. My child and my children, you must pray constantly. For there are many false prophets and angels of light now upon earth. They will deceive even the elect. You cannot now depend fully on your clergy. Parents must exercise full discipline over their children and bring a firm foundation of faith to their children. You cannot now expect this in your schools or even in my son's houses, his church upon earth. The agents of hell have a firm foot now in the door. My children, are you going to fight for my son? Are you going to allow your country to fall? Pray for your government rulers. Pray, my children, that the Eternal Father will be more merciful and allow you time before a great catastrophe falls upon your nation, the United States. Remember, my children, always, that wars are a punishment for man's sins. Prayer, penance, and atonement, I beg of you from my mother's heart. I come to you as your mother, a mediatrix from God to man. I come to you to console you, all parents who weep, all parents under trial. Come to me, and above all, before me, I say, come to my son who you neglect. You no longer visit him at the tabernacles of the world. You do not strengthen your bodies or your souls, for you do not nourish your soul with his body. The cross, the symbol of life for all, is being trampled on, and even by many of his clergy, it is being trampled on, but only for a short time longer. The Eternal Father will not allow my son to be re-crucified by his own. You will all pray for your clergy, your cardinals, your bishops, Pope John Paul II, the forces of 666 are now in command even in the eternal city of Rome. However, the Eternal Father knows the outcome. The pages are turning fast, as written down by John. The revelations are fast coming through the pages to the end of time as you know it. I do not say the end of the world. I say the end of time as you know it. Oh, my children, it is of your free will that you put yourselves onto the road to perdition. Many clergy now are also on the road to perdition and taking many souls with them. My son will ask for full accounting, measure for measure, of his clergy. My children, you must all unite in prayer, link for link, using the sacramentals given to you from heaven. The beads of prayer, your rosary, the scapula of life, for I promise you, all who wear the brown scapula shall never feel the fires of hell. Even the greatest of sinners will be converted and saved if he will wear the brown scapula when he passes over the veil. When he leaves my child and my children, his body, at the moment you call upon earth death. But I say unto you as your mother, for my son in all heaven, there is no death. For you continue to live with full consciousness when you leave your body. Then, my child and my children, what will be your reaction if you have not used every means possible to store graces for a quick entrance into the kingdom of your God? Do not judge your brothers and sisters who have not been converted. For my father's house, my son has repeated over and over, remember always, that my father's house, there are many rooms in the mansion, signifying faiths and creeds. However, the Eternal Father The beatific vision is reserved for the Roman Catholic following. This, it has been deemed by the Eternal Father since the beginning of time. You are all descendants from the creation of the Eternal Father, Adam and Eve. And as such, you face the trials, you face the punishments as they did. For there is a reward for holiness and purity and piety and following the commandments of your God. And then, my children, there is also a deficit in reward by your banishment to the abyss, eternal damnation forever with Lucifer. I realize, my child and my children, my counsel is often stern, but can I not impress upon you in any way the urgency of this message from heaven? The coming great war upon you, and then the ball of redemption. My child, you understand well in my discourse in private with you the great numbers of deaths that will occur in your country. Therefore, my child, I do not ask you to tax your heart, but I ask you to make the decision of your own that you will continue unto your rest, giving as a voice box from heaven the message that comes to all mankind from the Trinity through your humble mother and all of the angels in heaven and the saints who cry now out for a just punishment upon mankind. So long have they observed the abominations committed against my son. Pray, my children, I repeat, retain your sacramentals. Make many sacrifices. Do not involve yourselves with worldly pleasures and pursuits, for the pleasures of the flesh have condemned many to hell. Our Lady is taking her rosary and taking the very large golden crucifix like this of the rosary and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the Eternal Father, my Son, and the Spirit of Life. Please, my children, shout it from the rooftops. The time is very short. Reach as many of your brothers and sisters possible. Many manifestations shall be given to strengthen you in the few days ahead. Now Our Lady is raising also. She is turning towards her right, our left, and with her crucifix, she's making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is turning over to her left and going across the sky. Now she's far over by the first tree with the tall branch
Our Lady now is coming down a little closer. She's bending over like this, and she's making the sign of the cross. She's quite far now, over on our right side now, leaning down and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now, Our Lady is going back across the sky, and I didn't notice it before. I saw the tremendous white light behind Our Lady, but Michael now is coming forward. He is tremendous. I'm always so happy to see him. He is the most magnificent being I have ever seen. He covers the whole sky. There's no human way to explain him or even to draw him. He doesn't look out of proportion. In fact, you have a most wonderful feeling looking upon him of protection. Our Lady is smiling. Our Lady is touching her fingers to her lips. My child, he is the guardian of the faith. Continue now, my child, with your prayers of atonement. The sky all about the trees is becoming a very deep pink. And directly over Our Lady's statue, the sky is opening up in a circular pattern of light. Oh, I wish everyone could see this light. It's there's no human way to explain it. It's looking like, the only way I can explain it in my own words is to say that it's like looking through a pane of glass, but it's like slivers, and it's crystalline, beautiful, brilliant. In fact, I'm sure the light is so bright that without heaven's protection, I don't think I would even have eyes left or be able to see. It's so brilliant. Jesus is coming forward, and behind him, I can see Michael now. Michael is standing directly behind Jesus, but he's covering the whole back of the sky. In fact, as far left and right as I can see, Michael is still covering the sky. There's no human way of measuring the dimensions of him. He's absolutely a warrior from heaven. That's the only way I can explain it. Jesus now has approached just a little above Our Lady's statue now. He has nothing upon his feet. I can see the wounds on his insteps. Jesus has on a deep ecru color gown. It's not a white. It's more like a beige color. Very, very full. And his cape now, I have never seen yet. He's smiling at that. I never saw Jesus with his cape over his head. You know, the hood part, it's hanging down in the back. His hair is blowing freely. Jesus has his hair parted. I can see now as he's looking down. His hair is parted directly in the center. And his short beard, he has a short beard. It's very nicely cut. You know, it's not long. It's very short. And his cheeks, I don't know if it's a reflection from his cape, but his cheeks look very rosy, sort of. And he's smiling. He has very... to describe your eyes? Well, they're beautiful. They look, out in the light, I can't tell, Jesus. I can't tell, but they look gray, blue. Am I right? He nodded and said, yes, they're gray, blue. And he's now is placing his hand out in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross with his three fingers in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his hand across his heart. Now directly over on our right side, Our Lady is coming over. I didn't notice that she was over, far over on the right side. That would be his left side. Now she's moving across the sky, and she's standing now. She's going past Jesus, and she's at now at his right side. That would be our left side here. Our Lady looks quite a bit shorter than Jesus. He looks, looks about from here 6 feet, about 6 feet tall, and Our Lady comes to his shoulder, a little bit below his shoulder, cape, I can notice it. And Our Lady is smiling, and Michael is still standing like he's guarding. He's looking about him. Now, Michael has on a long gown also. It's not as white as Our Lady's gown, but it's a true white color. And I can't see, like I say, I can't see any hands or feet on Michael. He's standing there. Now I notice there is something coming up from behind Michael, like a wing spread. Oh, yes, it's just, I guess, I wish I had another word. They call them wings, but they, to me, they don't look like wings. There's no human way to explain it. It's soft, downy something coming out from behind his shoulders, and they extend right out upward, so I can see them very well. And a tremendous span across the sky. Now, Jesus is touching his lips with his first finger. That means to listen and repeat. My child and my children, I am certain that my mother has given you complete counsel about the existing conditions upon earth. As your mother and the Queen of Heaven, she has, on countless missions, gone throughout your world trying to warn you of approaching disasters and calamities. She has cried until all other saints say it's truly raining teardrops from heaven. For she has cried as your mother, asking you to listen to her, warning you as her children to do penance now, make atonement for your sins. For your sins now have risen to a degree that calls for immediate punishment. As you have been warned through prophets of the past who placed on parchment the words and counsel from heaven, you are living in the last days. There are forces now loosed upon earth far greater than have ever been seen in the history of mankind. They will bewilder the minds of scientists. False miracles shall abound upon earth. Satan and the armies of hell, all hell now is loose to do battle with the children of God. My children, as an army, you must be prepared for the enemy. As an army from heaven, you must wear your armor, your sacramentals, and the direction from the Queen of Heaven. That is your armor. And you must listen, or it will be too late for too many. There will be much woe and gnashing of teeth set upon the earth by the agents of 666 Lucifer, because many minds have been poisoned by Satan. Scientists and men of power are deluded. Their minds have been clouded because they search not for the truth, but in greed and avarice they search for power.
and money, esteem, enslavement of their brothers. And for what? Each and every one of you must end your life upon earth at some time, sooner or later. Tomorrow will be the end for many. The eternal Father in heaven knows the day and the hour for the coming great chastisement. A partial part of this knowledge has been given now to a few voices upon earth who, like John, go forth crying out like voices in the wilderness, get ready now, for the punishments are approaching. My children, if you cast aside the commandments of the Eternal Father and set up a new rule to live by, you are lost. If you defy the book of life and love, your Bible, and rewrite it to suit your own basic carnal human nature, you are lost. If you bring false doctrines upon earth, the doctrines of demons, worshipping false gods, worshipping Lucifer, you are lost. Pray for your children. Parents, do you really know your children? Have you taught them to pray? Have you given them the knowledge of their faith? No, I say unto you as your God, your actions, your heart is not unknown to me. The Eternal Father looks into your heart. You cannot hide your sin. It will be exposed. No evil is ever triumphant. The Eternal Father will turn all evil to good. So desperate is he that not even one soul be lost to him. Awaken now, my pastors, from your slumber. You are like ducks traveling downstream, heading for a whirlpool that will take you deep down into the abyss. You are playing follow the leader. And who are your leaders but enemies of my church? Open your eyes. Do not harden your hearts because you have become soft, my pastors. You care more for the pleasures of the world. You have become worldly. You have lost your way, and the sheep are astray. Shall you stand before me and say that you have completed your mission in the light, in good sight before me? Oh, woe to the pastor who neglects his role, his vocation. Oh, woe to the pastor who sells out my church for silver and gold. I will say unto him, be gone from me like a viper. You shall be destroyed in the abyss. The members, the agents of iniquity abound upon earth. Every man, woman, and child with conscionable age has an accounting now before the Eternal Father. You have a free will. In the plan of the Eternal Father, you are given this free will. We cannot force you to listen. The Eternal Father, his ways are unknown to mankind, could never be understood. For in his all-knowing heart, He uses persons, places, and things to try to recover each and every soul. But if you defy him and you refuse his counsel and you refuse his grace, then you will be destroyed. I shall no longer stand by and watch the abominations and the defamation of the name of my mother. My children, you will accept the counsel from heaven or you will be lost. You cannot be influenced by another human, for when you come over the veil, and each and every one of you will be over the veil and must stand in judgment. No one can save you from a just judgment. Already you will have gathered or rejected the graces and stored them in heaven or cast them aside for a few short years upon earth. Count, my children, and think. You are not young forever. You grow old, and your years become shorter. Have you prepared now for your eternal life? There is light beyond the veil. Let no one take this knowledge from you. There is no death but of the body. For a temporary measure of the time, your body will die, but you live in full consciousness. After your body is placed in the ground, you live in full consciousness, and you will be eventually rejoined with a glorified body at the end of all time. My children, do not accept all of the deception that Satan now has placed upon your earth. His agents walk in human form, coming to you as angels of light. Be aware, that's Lucifer. His greatest armor is to be not believed in. His greatest defense is that you do not know he is there. For then, like the invisible agent of hell he is, he can then wreak havoc among you. And the souls are falling fast into hell now daily. My mother's visit into purgatory bring out fewer and fewer now. And who has the responsibility for these souls in purgatory but you, my children? You do not pray for your relatives. You do not pray for your dead clergy. They have no special passport to heaven. Many are in purgatory. Pray for your clergy, living and dead. Pray for your family, for many parents shall shed tears of anguish. I give you my heart, torn anew by my own. I give you my mother, the gentlest of creatures, human and sublime. I give you my mother, who will be with you through the battle until I return as I ascended into heaven. My mother remembers full well, as I do, our years among you people upon earth. We know of your human frailties. In that manner, can we, our hearts bleed with anguish for you.
You must, my children, not allow the disciples of hell to try to remove the truth from among you. As I repeat the counsel of my mother, there are many false prophets upon earth. By their fruits you will know them. Satan cannot remain hidden long. Remember, my children, come to my mother. For in her memory of her human days upon earth, she, above all humans, created sinless, without the stigma of sin, a perfect life upon earth without sin, and assumed into heaven body and spirit. She, above all, can direct you because she is your mother. She is the Queen of Heaven and the mother of every human being upon earth. Now Jesus is extending a hand. It's his hand out like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his right and he's saying something I can't hear. Tra lady. And now they're both going across the sky, our left side, on our left side, but their right side, and they're now a little above the limb of the tree, and they're bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they are turning to their left, and they're going across the sky. It's just wonderful to see the way they move. They don't move their feet at all and walk like we do. They seem to be weightless, though they look as solid as you and I, but they just float across the sky. And now behind them, there's forming a very large ball, like the whole sky is becoming, there's a circle of light behind them. Oh, it's so clear, I'm sure everyone can see it. Right behind Our Lady and Jesus, there's a whole circle of light, and the stars are coming out so brightly in the circle. Oh, it's so beautiful. Now Jesus and Our Lady are over on our right side. Now Jesus is bending over like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now they're cutting across the sky. They've turned to their right. Our Lady and Jesus are standing there, and it's quite windy up there too, because I noticed that their skirts are rustling. And they're going across. They don't have to walk. They're just standing. Now Jesus and Our Lady have turned towards us. And Jesus is holding his hand across his heart like this. And Our Lady now is taking her rosary again and extending the crucifix. No, she's kissing it now. Our Lady is kissing the crucifix and extending it out like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is touching his lips. Continue, my child and my children, with your prayers of atonement. Veronica, my child, I wish that now you bar your doors to all but your immediate family and close workers. As I counseled you in the past, my child, you must now, for your own protection, remain in seclusion. If necessary, it will be more penance, my child, if you do not follow my counsel, for you will remain then partially in bed, paralyzed. Do not be affrighted, my child. I am giving you fair warning now to bar your doors.
Jesus and Mary, I love you.
Yes.
Mary, I love you, say so. I love you, say so.
My child, you must understand that you are now like a sheep surrounded by wolves, and you will have to have protection. Your sacramentals are sufficient for your spirit, but we must, for a time, preserve your body, my child. You will repair home, my child, now. And remember now this dire counsel. You will bar your doors.